Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, this is Pia Barancini, and welcome to Everything is the Best, the podcast where I get vulnerable and make others do it with me. The goal here is to deep dive into interesting people's journeys, finding common denominators, and hopefully making you feel not so alone. So let's laugh, let's cry, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Ciao, Davide.
Ciao.
I just want to let you know that I used to care what people thought about me until one day I tried to pay my bills with their opinions.
And this sounds like a wise, this sounds like a very...
very shout out to Joey Gorga.
I'm surprised you've been having this guy on the podcast.
I would be down to have Joey Gorga on the podcast in a very non-ironic way. I have serious questions for him. I have a lot of questions about his relationship with his sister. I will say, actually, their like family dinner fights are not dissimilar to our family dinners in some of the fights that have happened here. Like the one that happened here last night. Which I won't get into. We had the most wonderful family dinner last night. Packed house with family. My brother's in town. Great packed out. I mean, just literally in the middle of dinner, my sister-in-law looks at me and says, "This is one of the best family dinners we've had in a long time." I go, "I know, my heart is so full. Everyone's cheering to Carmela, talking about my dad, reminiscing about good times."
Your mom fully made a toast about me.
Wasn't that toast adorable? Wasn't that
we took 4 years for me to earn that the toast. It was a great night. Overall, was it a great night?
It was a great night. And then Davide got up. And you never do that. I don't know why you went into Carmela's room.
I worked till late. Like I didn't spend that much time with Carmela. And I was barping her. No, what I was doing with her.
You were feeding her in her room.
I was doing something with her. And then I wanted to feed her. And so I closed myself to Carmela's room. I closed both doors and I love the room. It's so quiet. I like to only turn on the side table lamp. And we were just
And then I ran in there. Oh no, then he was like, "Can you get me a bottle?" And I was like, "Sure." And while I was making her bottle, this altercation went down between a couple of family members. I ran into her room and told Davide what happened. I was like, "I can't leave. I can't get it." And he was like, "No, you got to go out there. You got to make it." I was like,
maybe because you were representing the Baroncini's hosting this dinner.
He's like, "You need to go out there and fix that." I'm like, "I can't fucking fix it. Two lions are out there fighting." He was like, "How did this just happen? I've only been in here for 10 minutes. And I was like, "That's exactly how it happens. It happens quick and fast."
Lots of opinion, yes.
And then...
lots of
we ended up all being fine because that's what we do. But I'll tell you this, guys, no family's perfect. We know that to be true.
Oh, here's a fact. That's like something that
here's Joey Gorga's 5x5 rule.
Joey might say,
"Oh my god, wait, this is ironic." Not ironic. This is Dr. Lekos' rule to manage stress in your life. which is, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset about it. I wonder if Dr. Lekos got that from Joey Gorga.
I gotta throw this big statement. I don't believe in stress. I think stress is part of...
You're very stressed all the time.
Vanity and...
What?
Yeah, it's elaborate.
This is really hypocritical. You're stressed all the time.
I don't know. I don't know.
Carmela's awake. I don't know what we're gonna do.
It's almost people bragging about being stressed.
Okay, that's different. But people have real life stress all the time. We all have stress. But talking about how busy you are is busy bragging.
If you're a doctor right now that works in a public hospital.
Yes.
You might be stressed.
I'll tell you what stressed me out today was watching Carmela get all of her shots at the doctor's office.
I would like not to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Also, I realized that anytime I can interfere to whatever is hurting her or like, I feel very, it's very frustrating when I can't protect her.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of life, is that we can't protect her. We can't overly protect her when she's young or especially when she's a teenager because then she can't go into the world as a high functioning person.
I'm not ready to talk about it.
And that also brings up like overly sensitive people on the internet where it's like, that bothered me that you said that. And it's like, the world doesn't work like that.
How cool was.
But... Oh, that thing you sent me? Oh my God. Davide sent me this like...
Okay, say cheese. Well, actually, I'm a vegan.
Hold up a peace sign. Well, nice cultural appropriation. It was like, that was a good... I also like, I wanted to post that and then I almost didn't, or I didn't because I was like, I don't want to fucking offend people.
Because you...
about a video.
You're part of... That's the point.
Because what? Like
how bold you are to share that, and you know, like that's part of the deal. No, I'm not. I think I'm not emotionally ready to talk about Carmela teenager time. Also, because
I sadly realize
the boys can be very mean in this country. Like people, I don't know.
No, girls
from.
Are even worse.
But like,
hold on, we don't even need to bring this down like to a gender. Human beings are mean.
Name to girls, to little girls. Yeah, but you know, the it's not about that. It's about manners, the galateo, and the way you deal with the gentle sex.
Do you know? Okay, I don't know
up,
that
my
many
father
people.
You never go. Against girls, you never.
Well, that's kind of my point. I don't know that many people.
That, you know, it's not about girls playing a boy sport or you know, like I think it's.
But in general, do you know that many people who teach their kids manners?
That's what I was talking about. That
yeah,
regardless,
but regardless
the gender,
of sex.
But you know, as a father of a baby girl, I'm a little bit more concerned about. Maybe a guy one day calling her, calling her something that I was just sharing my vulnerable concern about.
I'm not afraid to lose my shit on a little kid or some parents.
About,
at all.
I wish she would stay this age. Just smiling at me and wanted to sleep with me the last hour of.
Wait until she's a toddler and she dies for you and she talks to you.
So she interacts with me and she would come with me on ride.
Little Carmela update. She is 9 weeks and she looks at us and goes,
Gah. I can't.
Yesterday I was holding her and she had her little Lulu. That's what we call a pacifier. She had her Lulu in her mouth and she was totally just like being a baby, like, da, 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 looking at the sky and I was like working on my computer while holding her and then I looked down at her and she just fully was sucking on her little thing and then went yeah and smiled at me and like raised her eyebrows when she said it like good like okay. I'm talking to you and I laughed okay. And then she laughed like she knew. She like waited to get my attention and then got my attention and like died that she got my, like she was like, ha ha ha, see what I can do.
Life is a miracle.
Insane.
Life is a miracle.
It was insane. It was
Life is a real miracle.
Cute. Also, like, she's only fucking 2 months old. And like laughs.
Incredible,
And I'll go, gill. And she'll say, gill.
I think we're very lucky to have time to spend with her, you know? Like, I think is important. I've been, without being too dramatic about it and without getting too prolific, sure, talk too much about it, but I would say that this baby is really giving me lesson on a daily basis. Like, you appreciate more little things, you appreciate more. Life is a miracle. And I'm afraid to get very emotional talking about it.
But you appreciate things more on a daily basis? Already, like,
yes,
active?
Yes.
I feel like the days pass so fast.
Because when I have more time, now I have more time to interact with her. And
I mean, you're gone all day.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if I can borrow 30 minutes out of any other activity,
yeah,
and being home, or like, if I don't need to do anything else after working hours, if I can just be with her and with you, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I spend a lot of time.
If we can go on a date, the three of us, or if, yeah, we can go on a coffee. Last week, we had enough morning available, and we went to a cafe.
Yeah, the little band jeans.
I'm very putting thing in perspective. It's beautiful.
The days go so fast, and I feel like we wake up, our morning is cute with her, and then it's just like a shit show of me like feeding her and answering emails or whatever.
We are extremely lucky, I think, to. We're extremely lucky. We are extremely, yeah, lucky, yeah, and blessed. It's
so. But what was crazy? So every day I'm like trying to. It's like, oh, now I have this call, or now I have this, and it's like, where is she gonna be when I answer the call? Is she gonna be sleeping? Does my mom need to be with her?
She's in the bassinet next to you.
She's in the bassinet or whatever. But it's I'm not like locked into her because I'm doing shit. When I'm breastfeeding her, I'm the computer's in front of. Like, I've never sat in her room. Like, all my mom friends were like, make sure that there's like a really comfortable chair. You're gonna spend a lot of time in there feeding. And I was like, I've never fed her in her room in a beautiful chair, but I haven't because I can't, because I'm too busy. And at night I like you to do it, you know? And it's fine. It's like not a big deal. But I went to put her, the point is that everything gets, you know, life just happens. And then today, after her doctor's appointment, she was all messed up from the vaccines that they gave her.
I can't even think about it.
She was so upset. And I was holding her in her room. I had the lights off and I was trying to get her. And we never have to do this. We have an easy kid. I usually lay her down and she goes to sleep. Or she falls asleep somewhere and I put her in her bed.
True, she's an easy baby.
So it was like, you know, it was one of the few times that I'm in there like trying to put her to sleep. Which, by the way, like, I don't rock her. I don't do it because I don't want to do things that she gets obsessed with and then can only sleep in that circumstance. We don't want to create these like habits.
Bad habits.
Yeah. So I just like lay with her. What I do is I like, you know, I like put my nose to her nose and I talk to her and I'll like gently move back and forth. And I rub my fingers up and down her forehead from the tip of her nose to her forehead. And she makes her eyes close and it's really cute. And I was in there and I like out of nowhere, I looked at her and I was like, you made me a mom. Like, I wanted to be a mom my whole life. And like now, and it's you. Like, it's thank you, you little fucking ball of cells that like is so joyful and cute in her hair and the whole thing. I just feel like there's such a person inside of her.
You spend the last month of.
So crazy.
Of pregnancy as a couple to just wondering who this person is going to be, and then she show up and it's funny how so it's already enough. Like, if she would be like this for the rest of,
I know, it's so
of their life, it would be already
enough. I can't wait till she like, and she's gonna talk and it's just crazy. All right, should we answer some questions?
Please.
Not all about us. I'm just gonna round up the beginning of this podcast with another Joey Gorga quote, which is, funny thing about getting older, your eyesight starts getting weaker, but your ability to see through people gets much better.
Kaboom. What the caption is on the picture is on the, what is the caption?
He's doing this fucking annoying.
Visual.
Give me the visual.
You got to give me the visual.
Okay, the picture is him, looks like it's a still from the television show. Where
guys, a stud.
Yeah, he's hot as fuck. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm,
you think Teresa is hot?
I think Teresa is a beautiful woman. Yeah.
She's had some things done.
Yeah, but why you got to say that? Yeah, I didn't say anything when I said
that. Yeah, you know what? It wasn't. Yeah, you know what? It wasn't nice that
she's
I said that.
Yeah,
because lots of women do things to make themselves.
She's a beautiful woman. So he's a beautiful man.
I apologize for saying that. Because guess what? I've had stuff done.
She's wonderful.
I've never had surgery on my face, though.
That doesn't matter.
I've had surgery on my chest.
Thank God.
You're a misogynistic pig.
Guys.
Okay.
Don't let me start. I like your boobs even before. Just.
You did. Thank you. Actually, speaking of boobs and bodies, I'd just like to say that thank you for being so complimentary about...
You are the most beautiful version of yourself.
No, that's not true.
You are. You are. And I experience single Pia going around.
I used to be hot.
Pia. I experience like newly married Pia. I experience single Pia. I experience dating Pia. I experience
Pia the Bride. Iconic.
Newly married Pia the Bride. Pia pregnant. She's a stage. If you think out there, by the way, guys, if you think you are a man before you made love to a pregnant woman, you're wrong.
Having sex while pregnant is,
and then I experience
the best
you now
when it is not,
and I think
worst.
This is probably the most beautiful version of yourself.
No,
you are very centered. You are very balanced. You're very content, very happy all the time. You are so motivated. You've been incredible. You've been doing an incredible job.
Thank you, Domini.
Lots of respect for you, Amor.
I have a lot of respect for you too.
Beside love and, but
yeah, as a person, I respect you as like a human
being.
Yeah. Thank you, Carmela. Do you have anything you want to add? Just doing some stretching. Okay. Do you want big, beautiful, effortless waves just in time for back to school? Well, the Conair Double Ceramic Waver is designed with not just one, but three barrels for deep, continuous waves. I have had a Conair Waver literally since I was in eighth grade. Plus, the double ceramic technology provides even and consistent heat, fast styling, and long-lasting waves. With instant heat up, 30 heat settings for every hair type, and turbo heat boost for those difficult-to-style spots, it's easy to get the waves that you crave. The wide range of heat options lets you customize styling for flawless results so you can be back to school beautiful. With full flowing waves, now so quick and easy to create at home, you'll always be selfie ready. On campus and off. Skip the salon and save the time. Big, beautiful waves at home. No salon appointment needed. What is not to love? Get your waiver delivered to your door just in time for back to school. Ordering this back to school essential for beautiful bombshell waves is so easy. Just go to conair.com and search waiver. Today's program is brought to you by my favorite Athletic Greens, the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage I have ever had. We're busy. Everyone's busy. There's a lot going on. You have work. You need to work out. You want to maintain a social life. You care about your mental health. And, you know, eating and getting the proper nutrition is challenging. That's where Athletic Greens comes in. It is a life-changing nutritional habit. Their daily all-in-one superfood powder is your nutritional essential. It is the easiest and most delicious nutritional habit you can just add very easily to your daily routine and to empower yourself towards better habits and to just feel better. So Athletic Greens has given us the answer. It's just one thing with all the best things, because one scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins and minerals and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, a multimineral, a probiotic, green superfood blend, and more. And they all work together to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet, increase energy and focus, aid with digestion, and support a healthy immune system without the need to take a bunch of products or pills. While most nutritional products come to the market and just stay stagnant, Athletic Greens has created 53 improvements over the last decade and counting on their product. They invest in the most absorbable and natural source of every possible ingredient, and they go above and beyond in third-party testing to make sure that their customers continue to get the best product possible. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste. So right now, Athletic Greens is doubling down on supporting your immune system. During this time, they're offering my listeners a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit the link today. So you'll basically never have to buy vitamin D again. It is a simple and easy thing, right? So just go to athleticgreens.com/best and join health experts, athletes, health conscious go-getters all over the world who make a daily commitment to their health every day. Again, just simply visit athleticgreens.com/best to get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs today. Many people in the population are vitamin D deficient, so it's a win-win for everyone.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
Here's my problem that might be not so much of a problem anymore, but is very complicated. I was recently in a casual relationship with a guy who was in my friend group, but I ended things with him 2 days ago because he spent a whole day flirting with my best friend in front of me.
Ooh.
God. That's what happened in a friend group. You can't pretend
that Bobby is so anti-friendship.
Exclusive on that. If you guys are friend, you're friend. Don't hang out at night. Don't hang out when you're drunk. Don't hang out in awkward situation. This if you're a friend, go to eat and that's it.
This is where our cultures are different.
You don't do that.
Well, not in this country.
In this country, we like to fuck our friends and then getting mad if our friends were. It's messed up. Sorry, guys. That's how I feel.
Okay. And truthfully, my best friend is the one who started it. But my quote-unquote guy continued it and was extremely handsy. Throughout the day, it got worse. She started hand-feeding him at the dinner table. He was grabbing her the entire day. By the end of the night, I was very angry, but mostly extremely sad. I decided that our situationship. Ooh.
Now you lost two friends.
Couldn't be continued because of the shared behavior, so I ended it. I went home and cried so hard I ended up having a panic attack. Okay, what? Ugh. I am so sorry. I'm an ICU nurse and have been dealing with the woes of the pandemic like everybody else, and I was somewhat recently partially hospitalized for intensive therapy for anxiety, depression, and PTSD symptoms. Jesus, poor girl. Ugh. Anyway, the next day I had a more civilized conversation with him. He was understanding and apologetic. However, I'm completely beside myself about the actions of my friend, or so I thought, and I have tried multiple times to confront her about the issue, and she hasn't really apologized, and she's blamed it all on him. And truthfully, I'm just heartbroken over the situation because he was someone I wanted to date. I'm not sure where I go from here with either person. Can you help me out? No. This is horrible.
I think you just lost. By the way, can I say something? Because I always like to see the glass half full and to give people some constructive advice. Two things.
Break it down.
First of all, if this guy couldn't keep it, if this guy was this desperate to actually flirt with another girl of the same group of friends, it's not the guy you want to have anything with it. Second of all, if this girl, quote unquote, your best friend, has been playing that game, you probably didn't want to have that as a best friend.
Yeah, but it still hurts. So
it does. And I suggest you to process and to go through it. But ultimately, if you go to war, you will not go to war to those two people next to you. So yeah. I think things goes the way they're supposed to.
This has been our conclusion from having from pregnancy, marriage, pregnancy, having a child thus far, even though we're still very, you know, new in our lives together. It's only been 5 years. But our conclusion has been that we are the people we would choose to go to war with. And so you really got to think about it in that way, for sure.
Oh, think people that you can trust, people that you can, that you can build anything. Because, by the way, even having a casual relation or casual being involved, like making love, having sex, whatever we want to call it, even a casual relation require some sort of respect, you know, and mm-hmm. some sort of the core. Like you can have sex with somebody else if you are in a casual relation, but don't do it with somebody close to me, unless we are not deciding like.
I don't know what to say about the girl that's a friend.
I am proud to say that I've been messing up lots of things, that I've been making all the mistakes I could make, but I'm proud to say that I never crossed that line.
No, you actually haven't.
I am very, very happy with myself about it.
You and your roommate accidentally slept with that same
mistakes.
Girl.
That happened absolutely. That happened completely. Like,
who slept with her first?
And now I got to rebuild. I think it was me. And
because didn't she come back to the apartment and was like, oh, fuck it.
She came to the apartment and said, I've been here.
That's a friend's episode.
And by the way, there was a night that we were both like, messed up, but it's funny that was the only time that actually, but still, it wasn't somebody that was in our community that we were in.
No, she just lived in the neighborhood,
and I was,
that was so random.
Happy to have a beautiful group of people, very attracting, very smart, very interesting, very. But we never crossed those.
I was
lines.
The opposite. I always figured, yeah, but your group of friends was very. I couldn't imagine. It's, yeah, no. You guys were very close. I didn't have like a group like that, but I always assumed and had done that before where it was like, oh yeah, like sleeping with someone that you're friends with is like ultimately like the safest thing. It's like someone who hopefully cares about you and it's not going to like, and maybe it'll grow into something.
It's very naive to think that that is not going to impact the friendship. Huh?
Yeah.
What? It's very, very.
I'm sorry. What dog just farted?
That was. I don't know. I was looking which one was closer to me. This was intent. Miss Nutella.
They're all really far away.
That was a good one.
So I don't know who they could have been. Nina, was that you? No. Uh-huh.
That's like almost wild animal. It's almost like if a lion farted in the room.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think it's South African Bobo over there.
I don't know if she's so far away. Look at her. I love that dog so much. Oh my god, Carmela? Was that you?
Carmela, that was gnarly.
It's always good to blame the baby. Oh my gosh, you and I were both trying to play that cool, but fuck. That was not really. These dogs, these animals, there's so much shit around this house between the dogs and Carmela.
I think we actually been doing a good job considering the amount of.
I just spray
life
down the.
That we shared this space with. Like considering a mother in law, 3 dogs, large size, a new baby.
Remember when Nutella's poop started getting
a good? I think we have been doing a good job.
Yeah, but it's a lot to manage. Like my mom walks.
I'm very concerned about mobility. Like once Carmela got,
I am so scared about what happens when she. How is she supposed to just crawl? with the three dogs.
No, it's not only, I'm talking about walking.
Yes, but the basic first step of just learning to crawl.
Like open, also, she feels to me like a smart, curious, like she's, we are, it's going to be.
But I don't even know where she's supposed to crawl around. In the kitchen with the dogs? Where is she supposed to, how is she going to crawl around with these fucking monsters? I don't think we thought that one through. We're going to need to lock them up or something.
Barbie is a joyful wellness brand on a mission to create a calmer, more collected world, one nap at a time. Sleep is the simplest form of self-care, and Barbie's chunky knit weighted blankets are designed to help you drift off naturally. Weighted blankets have been medically proven to help calm anxiety and promote a deep restorative rest by stimulating the production of serotonin, the happy hormone, reducing cortisol, the stress hormone, and increasing melatonin, which helps you fall and stay asleep. Barbie blankets are naturally weighted with layers of breathable material, so you'll stay comfortable throughout the night. You can rest easy knowing that Barbie's weighted blankets are also good for the planet and for the people who make them. Barbie weaves sustainability into every part of the supply chain, using organically grown materials and closed-loop practices that make as little impact on the environment as possible. They don't use harmful microbeads found in a lot of other weighted blankets, nor do they use any plastics in their products or in their packaging. Barbie nappers are so natural, they're even biodegradable. The unique chunky knit design of Barbie weighted blankets make them a stylish addition to your couch or bed too. You can look at my Instagram, you can see, because I have one on my lounger in my living room and one in my bedroom. They're available in a range of sizes and colors to suit all kinds of sleepers, from specially made kids blankets to weighted blanket made for two. If you need something natural to help you sleep better and just feel calmer, try one of Barbie's hand knit weighted blankets. Find them on Instagram at mybarbie and visit Barbie.com. That's BEARABY.com. They offer free shipping and hassle-free returns from all orders within the United States. If there are two rooms in your home that deserve a refresh after the last year, it's the bedroom and the home office. Article's favorite Sven collection has expanded to the bedroom with the new Sven bed and have come out with a slate of sleek modern desks with ingenious extra storage options like the Fantall and so much more. It's not just refreshing, it's downright exhilarating. Article is the easiest way to make your space look beautiful. Article combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. Article's team of designers focus on beautifully crafted pieces, quality materials, and durable construction. Inspired by a variety of modern design aesthetics like mid-century, Scandinavian, industrial, and bohemian. Fair prices. It's just really about their fair prices. You save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. Article is able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. No showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups. It's fast and affordable, and shipping is available across the USA and Canada and is free on orders over $999. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. So go to article.com/best and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/best to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I love my boyfriend. He's 34. I'm 29. He's amazing in every way.
Sorry. One more time.
What did I say? Yeah, he's 34.
Oh, 34. Sorry.
And I'm 29.
Perfect age.
He's amazing in every way, and I want to marry this man. We are very serious.
Careful what you wish.
We are very serious, but our libidos are mismatched and have been for almost 3 years.
That's a nice way to say that you guys are not having sex right now.
No. I always desire multiple rounds of sex, and he usually can only go once. I want multiple times a week, and now we're like once every 12 days. It's great. He's wonderful in bed.
12 days means she's counting it. That's scary.
I used to do that too. Women have...
You guys are crazy. By the way, go ahead. Sorry, I will give my opinion.
This is not a woman thing. This is a human thing, because I know men that count these too. He's great. He's wonderful in bed and always wants to satisfy me, but his libido hasn't increased at all. He said he loves my body and me, etc. And even though he said this, I've gotten fitter, lost weight, just in case he didn't want to hurt my feelings, and this didn't change anything. 1 year into our relationship, I asked if we could be open, like he could have sex with other women and me with other men. Whoa.
Whoa.
He said no to open relationships, but would be open to swinging later on, which gave me...
What a...
Wait, what?
What a ledge. I don't know this guy. I want to be friends with him.
What do you mean this guy? It's her that's saying that.
I'm saying it.
She wants to be the one swinging.
Oh, sorry. I thought he said not on an open relation, but no. Sorry. I got very excited for me.
No, she's trying to convince him. Uh-huh. And he said, I might be open to it later on, which gave her hope. She's the one that's like dying for all this. I understand his hesitation. I do. I'm not sure what to do because we aren't getting more intimate more often. And for him, it's not a problem. But for me, it is. And I feel it's not fair to be subject to this when his libido decides to work or not work. This is mainly because we had a conversation where he said he felt like the sex is forced, so I backed off. It hurts my feelings a lot, and I just let it be. I rarely initiate anymore. He eats healthy, but he doesn't work out and is very sedentary. He's tall and naturally lean, just to preface, and I've told him working out would help his libido, and he agreed. But crickets, nothing. He did nothing. He gets frustrated when I bring it up, like snappy, but I can't help it. Our entire relationship has been this way, and I don't know what to do. Everything in our relationship is so awesome, except this. And I find myself snappy with him because I don't know what else to do. I'm the thinnest I've ever been. Okay, well, that doesn't mean a man's going to want to be with you. It's nothing to do with being thin. And throughout our relationship, and I go out of my way to be like more enticing and sensual, but nothing. Okay, so by the way, this has nothing to do with you.
This is growing up.
Huh? Even though this is like literally sex with your partner, it clearly has nothing to do with you.
No.
And I'm not trying to snap at you. I'm just trying to say like, it don't like you like losing weight doesn't mean that you're like, man, it's going to want to fuck you more. I want to bring up the swinging or open the relationship again, but I'm fearful of inserting fear in me cheating. Oh, inserting fear in him of me cheating. I won't cheat. I'm too respectful and I don't want to lose him. Do I just suppress the sexual energy I've had and slowly open his mind to go into another direction? What do you do if the person you love so deeply and is so right for you in every way doesn't give you a solution to this big sexual issue? Do I give him an ultimatum? Wait, what? No. Men's egos are so fragile and I don't want to make him feel inadequate.
Easy.
Human beings' egos are fragile. That's a human thing for sure. I am always so careful with my words and how I say things not to make it worse. I'm tired of bringing up this issue and irritating him. It feels like a never-ending cycle with no solution. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you for reading The Sexually Deprived Girlfriend Looking for Answers.
I mean, frustrate me only reading this. I'm not even the guy involved in the process.
This is hard because you're both right. Nothing is worse than wanting to like have sex with your partner and they don't want to. Like it just feels totally personal, even though it's totally not personal. What would be your, I just want to know what your advice would be, Davide.
I think the approach is completely wrong. The whole you reading this question, you reading the entire paragraph felt wrong to me.
Okay, but hold on.
I never heard somebody using the word libido this often in such a short sentence.
Okay, no, but this has been 3 years of a relationship. This is someone who lays in bed next to her partner and wants to have sex with him, but it's happening once only 12 days. Hold on, let me finish. She is trying not to push it. She's very quiet about it, which makes her frustrated, but she is quiet about it. She's gone out of her way to just cross things off the list that might be bothering him by working out and eating healthy to the point where she's lost weight. She's putting a lot of effort into this without and being aware of not bothering him, and nothing is changing.
You know what, Amore, I get it. I wasn't trying to pick any any side in this situation. I think it's a little bit more complex than this. It's the fact that, first of all, as a man, libido doesn't work out of command, and it doesn't work out of like, it's not that if you look hotter, my libido grow. It doesn't. Or, by the way, your idea of what is hotter, it might not be his idea of what is
totally
hotter. For you might be losing weight, for him it's actually you might gaining weight. Like, so there are so many layers that recapping is saying, oh, if he doesn't want to have sex, he doesn't deserve it, he should move on and go to another horny man, is not the solution. I don't have enough to determine it if like the guy might be having something concerning him, the guy might not feeling at his best, the guy might not feeling serene, the guy might have other thing for his head. Generally, guys, by the way, the level of that, I'm not saying it will go lower, the level of attraction and sexual activity. It's not about how many often you do it. It does change. Mm-hmm. It's physiological. It's utopical to when I hear those stories like, oh yeah, been dating my wife. Like it doesn't work that way. So,
okay, so what would you do?
The only advice that I would give it to you is to step back for a minute and beside the sexual need to understand and to put on a scale what you think is important and give priority to things that are important to you, of course, to be happy in this relation. But what I will say is to be careful only to don't cross certain line, because without being too moral, without trying to do the moral to nobody, without being dramatic, but opening certain doors in moments of need or an unsatisfied moment, it might hurt the relation, it might hurt you, it might hurt him, and you guys might end up to some sad scenarios. So like, I would only be careful about that. It's not about...
This is definitely a situation for a therapist.
I will suggest, if you do have access to that, before that, by the way, not that I'm not promoting that sort of activities, I will just make sure you guys have a decent level of communication between the two of you.
Yeah, but if this is
not because repressing and frustration or snapping each other or being frustrated is in a sense,
but they're already at that point,
an attempt of communication that is not being...
They're already at that point.
I'm saying, they might not found the right way to talk about this.
I know, but that's where a third party really helps.
You don't even need to talk about this. We say, I grew up with this romantic idea that there are things you don't need to ask. If it doesn't feel right, and you are forcing me through into something, you will feel even worse. And there is nothing worse than that. Like, I can be vulnerable saying like that. It will change through the relation. If you guys will have kids, you will get married, it will change again. And if you have kids, it will change again. And if you start a business, it will change again. It change with us. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say, I want to be personal. I want to take an example, right? Like we made love after the pregnancy, and it was, for both of us, was different. We found ourselves in a different, like we were like, wow, this feels different.
I didn't say that. I was like asking, but I wasn't. You were more scared because...
You didn't want to hurt me.
Not
only for the scared. Then I was like, wow, this, so many things are in my mind. This feels different.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, we are in the pool and I'm like, wow, I had a moment, I had the moment of inspiration, like in the pool, having a drink, the music, it felt right. What I'm trying to say, the biggest advice I can give it to you, let those kind of things being as organic as possible. I'm not saying you don't need to have sex with this man for,
okay, also, but
for
we,
a year before you. He feels like...
It did feel right in that moment in the pool. And then I was like, there's cameras and our babies right here and my life. Mom. No, and then my mom walked up.
But that's life in the sense that what I said before, the circumstances will change around you. So that is life. When we were dating or before even dating, occasionally see each other, we were not even giving each other the time to land on a plane and being home. I'm talking about life versus instinct versus libido versus pure sexual drive. Like, life interfere. Of course, you get married, you will have a baby, you will have different schedule, you will work a little bit more and blah, 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 blah. I was taking the example of the pure instinct of the pure, like, chemistry, like, that's what I was talking about, you know? Like, you gotta let that be a little bit more organic. And in that way, you will find your answers. Maybe the answer is that you guys on that...
I'm nervous for them a little bit because of the simple fact that she's willing, she wants to like have an open relationship or like swing. Like this girl has, she's like, this
swing that's what I said before. I would be careful about just approaching those kind of scenarios, you know.
This is a fit.
There's no way back from
totally.
Certain things. I'm just saying, I think that if she really approached this more rationally, might get in a very easy way the answer she's looking for. I'm mostly concerned about her wanting to losing weight and kind of feel the need to be this other version of herself. That's the only thing that concerned me. But
I'll say from like personal experience in our relationship, because there are times where you're working and really busy, you know, like everyone is, and then me too, like life just happens. And I think there's times where I think we as human beings, I don't know if this is a new thing or it's always been like this, but I feel like sometimes, first of all, a sexual drive is a sexual drive. Like, that's a beautiful, awesome thing. And having a sexual drive and not having it be fulfilled is horribly frustrating. But on top of that, I do think, and I don't know if this is the case, but I just want to bring it up in case it resonates with you or with anybody, that your relationship isn't defined by how often you have sex. And
I was also trying to say that. It's like counting in the days.
I used to do that when I was younger, because I felt not worth, like I felt like if my person wasn't sleeping with me often, I felt like there must be something wrong with me. And that was like a problem.
And that's also the reason why there is a time for everything. Mm-hmm. If this makes sense.
Totally.
Like there is a time to date somebody. There's a time to be single. There's a time to marry somebody. There's a time to become a mother. Timing is not about being right or wrong, but timing right your life will help you to process things in a better way. For instance, the guy's 34, you are 29. I'm not saying that he's that much older than you, but if I look at David at 28 versus me today at 33, it might feel very close to now, but I am a completely different person. I approach things in a different way. I talk to people in a different way. I have different needs. Before, I loved to be the guy walking the room. Now I do everything I can to be...
to not get attention.
So many things change in 5 years of who I am and what I need and what I... You know what I mean?
Yeah, because also she's 29. Here's we talk about this all the time. Okay, here's my favorite example. If you've ever seen the movie Blow, the beginning of the movie starts with Johnny Depp falling in love with that beautiful redheaded woman. He decides to get out of the drug dealing business. He like has enough money to like buy a house and settle down and start a life and have kids. And he's like, this is it. This is the beginning of my life. Well, oh my God, that was not the beginning of his life. That was like literally the beginning of a fucking shit show of circumstances. And like, unfortunately, we enter our marriages and we think, oh, this is going to be it for the rest of our lives. Like, we'll still be doing this. Like, how it is now is just how it's going to be forever.
And which that's, is not, and that's which is not true.
True at all. And which so,
is not true at all.
Also, you're 29, which is a great age, but also very young. And if you know that this man is your person, you've like just begun a long life of a lot of circumstances where shit is going to fucking change. So this is where I do think there should be a therapist involved, because you guys need to learn how to communicate through this one just so you can make it through this.
Like, so randomly, I remember we, after the wild time, then we got together, and then after that we got married and we were already married, and I would say almost a year into our wedding. Into our marriage, we went to Maryland to see your brother. And we had a crazy weekend.
That was so weird.
It was so, we were in the most honest and sexual circumstance, hosted by, like, I'm almost embarrassed to even mention this. I don't know. Second of this.
We were, like, who cares? We were literally in my brother's guest room in his house, like, in buttfuck Maryland with my niece, my brother, and my mother.
Hard to keep it in my pants.
was so that random.
Caused by something? No. Was my wife wearing like, no. Was my... Was I working out? No.
No.
It was just us, in a sense, almost taking a break of a couple of things. And I don't want to sound like the guy go on vacation is going to get back on track. It's just, it has to
be. That wasn't even a vacation.
No, but you know what I'm saying, right? You know,
yes. I'm bringing up for sure that it wasn't a vacation, like, because it's...
It's very hard to just... Like, what I'm trying to say is that if you are at the point of counting the day, and if your solution to this, which you consider a problem, is whatever you mention it, like swinging and like open relation, and I think you need either some help or you need to just step back for a second and take some time.
Just need help.
To clarify. No, you said it. You mentioned a therapist. Or,
oh, yeah. Help communicating.
You might need a little bit of time and
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you guys are not on the same,
I think it would be helpful to have. I think now probably at this point the conversation is, and we're going on and on, but I think now you are both so triggered by the situation that's why I do think like a third party would be very helpful. And by the way, like, that's, it's just good to like get those skills now, because hopefully you have a very long, beautiful life together.
Or, hate to say that, you might not. Mm-hmm. You might be at the end of this cycle, this relation, and those 5 years of difference are real things.
Mm-hmm.
And libido, sex drive, whatever you want to call it, is not a switch. You can't just pretend anything. You can't be frustrated about it. You can't be vocal about it. You can. I mean, you could, but it's not going to change anything. It's mm-hmm. not going to make it any better. I'm sorry. What I figured out, and I don't want to sound like the guy here that they got the, you know, we go through that during the year. We have moments where we are a little bit more active, moment of the month where we are less active. And you know what we do? We talk about it in a very understanding way. Nobody here is counting day. When we have intimate time is special.
I count the days. I'm joking.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I was... If you... if you want to share life with somebody, you got to know how to figure, sorry for my French, you got to know how to figure shit down. Like, you can't.
Your just love language, like, becomes so different. Like there will be, like, little things that Davide will do for me that I'm like, wow, like, always opening the door. I don't know. There's just, like, other shit that, like, means way more than, like, both of us having an orgasm together. And also, by the way, then that happens and we're like, oh, my God. Oh, like, my God. That's, like, the best thing in the world, too. So
that's,
it's just,
that's what I'm saying. Like, but what I'm trying to say, going to a marriage and dating somebody thinking that sex is going to be like college, good luck with them.
Yeah. You just got to find out. You got to
for my brutal recap.
Create a little boundaries, you know, and clear wants and needs for your relationship before you enter the next step.
Or might you guys need a little moment. You might guys need a break. And
I hope you guys work it out.
And we can answer from that too.
Nutella, would you like to add anything?
This guy, Larry Down, is the size of the bed. Is wide as the bed. It's like a queen size bed.
Last night, I woke up and she was sleeping
my arm on his head.
Fucking perpendicular. Her butt was on me and her face.
It wasn't my feet.
No. Her face was here.
My neck, in my arm.
And then you went diagonal.
Mm hmm.
To accommodate her.
And you were probably
I had like a couple inches. Yeah.
This was part of life, guys. Yeah,
try having sex with a 120-pound dog in with your bed and a fucking baby in the bassinet.
The tree's gonna cry and then a six is gonna cry again.
No, but she doesn't wake up with big Carmella update. She doesn't
cry. She make you notice that she's angry.
But she's been not waking up, and then she ate at 6 a.m. She slept from 11 to 6. So we're making progress.
What a champ.
Is there anything else you would like to add, Davide? God, every day I put on workout clothes in the anticipation of a workout, and it is now late at night, and the workout has not happened.
And this is another day when you realize it's not going to happen. Just do it.
Yeah.
That's where somebody came out with, huh? I never realized that that's probably the scenario. Just do it.
No, what needs to happen is when she wakes up for her 6 a.m. feeding, instead of me being tired and going back to sleep with her, which I love sleeping with her in the morning, I really feel like it's a nice bonding time. I actually just need to get out of bed, put her in the little baby bouncy, and do my fucking workout. So don't let me, you love to like.
I just say, just do it. I quote a huge international. I know,
don't get me cozy and like take photos of us sleeping and be all like, I love you.
The fact that at 7, 6 a.m., meanwhile, I'm leaving the house early, I take a picture of you guys being nice. It makes me just feel a little bit better about not being able to enjoy that moment. It's not about not justifying.
I know, but instead of being like,
I shouldn't share. Yes.
Instead of being like, look how cute you are, you should be like, Amore, get up. It's time to work out.
Because every day, a gazella wake up in the savannah. Do you know that? Do you know that?
What? Anytime. What are you talking about?
And the gazelle knows has to run faster than the lion. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Speaking of things that you say that don't translate, the other day, Davide walked in.
It's not nice when you're there.
No, it was so cute. He walked in too. I don't know. What did you say to her? What was the, whatever.
To Carmela?
To my mom when you used... I don't know what the context was, but my mom said something to him like, oh, did you da-da-da? And Davide was like, you know what, mama? He meant to say, I forgive you. He said...
I messed up a verb, declination.
He said, mama, you are forgotten.
And I got the verb right.
Yeah, she said, mama, you are forgotten. And she said, oh, and then, you know, we don't correct, like he didn't correct him, and then he left the room, and then he walked back in the room and said, and I used the right verb. But it wasn't. That's okay, because she all the time tries to say goodnight to us and accidentally says Merry Christmas.
Once she's turning July 15th, 10 degree, She turns. She's about to tell me something sweet. She looked at me with the sweetest eyes. Buon Natale. So I was saying buon notte.
She turned around to the two of us, so wine drunk with her new granddaughter. Everything's the best.
Really happy.
Buon Natale. All right.
We'll talk about libido, huh?
Yeah. Fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. Well.
All right, guys.
We're going to end this with another.
This has been a pleasure.
Quote from our. I'm going to leave you with this Joey Gorga moment.
We, by the way, do this.
Often.
In the morning. And
never seek revenge.
Yeah.
Rotten fruit will fall by itself. Boom.
That's it. Fact. This is a fact. This is a wise man, factually speak.
All right, I love you.
Buona serata, Patella.
Buona serata, ciao.
Ciao, ragazzi.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini, and I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.